Hey dads, before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know about a great resource we have for you called the Dad Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. These are fun activities that you and your son can do to help both of you get better at being men that are based around the 5 marks of manhood that we talk about in each episode of Manly Tales. So go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge where you can download your free Dad Son Challenge today. That's manhoodtribes.com/challenge. Welcome to Manly Tales, stories for making men out of boys, a podcast for dads and sons to listen to together. I'm Don Ross, the host of Manly Tales. And each episode, you'll hear my sons and me talk about the stories that are inspiring and teaching us about what it means to be a man. We're excited to have you listen in with us. This episode is part of Season 1 of Manly Tales, where we're talking about American Tall Tales. Today's story is the tale of John Henry. Let's listen together.
Chuff, 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 chuff. The train rumbled down the tracks. Out the window, Jeffrey watched the trees go by and the hills and mountains roll across the horizon. He listened to the rhythmic sounds of the wheels on the tracks driving the locomotive closer to home from his first year away at school. As Jeffrey stared out the window, inquisitive as he was, Jeffrey found himself wondering about what it took to get this railroad to wind its way through the country. The locomotive entered into a tunnel, burrowed through a mountain, and everything went dark. As it emerged, Jeffrey's eyes began to adjust to the light. And as the luminescent blur began to clear, he found that he was no longer sitting alone. Next to him was a man that towered over Jeffrey by at least a foot, with a broad chest and muscular arms. His earthen walnut skin, matching that of Jeffrey's, was clad in faded blue overalls over a simple yellowed shirt. He smiled warmly as he observed Jeffrey taking him in.
"Quite the sight, ain't it?"
the man said, breaking the stunned silence Jeffrey sat in.
"Yeah, it was quite something decades ago as well. This here railroad connected folks to this beauty, and to each other. It was quite the endeavor to put it together, let me tell you. Lots of men of all different backgrounds coming together, working hard, using their skilled hands to make this happen."
Jeffrey continued to sit silently, trying to make sense of where this man came from, who he was. As if reading his mind, the man spoke again.
"Name's Henry. John Henry."
His deep baritone voice was as captivating as his physical presence.
"Sure is quite the sight,"
he repeated, looking out the window.
"Yes, sir, weren't no small feat. Not only the amount of men it took to connect the two halves of this nation, but the expertise we brought to the task. Why, if you're off by even so much of a polecat's hair as you drive those spikes through the ties, you could smash your shaker's hand with the swing of your hammer. That not only would slow down this enormous task, but you'd be robbing that man of providing for him and his own."
As John Henry spoke, his eyes staring out the window, his gaze seemed to shift from the scenery to something farther off, as if he started staring into the expanse of time itself.
"A man had to bring his all, his practice, experience, and his very self into those swings. And when I held a hammer, it wasn't just some soulless tool in my hand. It became an extension of my very self. And our crew laid more track than any other. We had such pride in our effort and in ourselves for the work we were doing."
John seemed to trail off. There was a long pause before he spoke again. Jeffrey didn't speak, though, enthralled by how John was telling his story, and with the look of sorrow that grew over John Henry's face, Jeffrey knew there was more John was going to say.
"That is, until they brought that steam-powered contraption around," John said in an almost mournful tone. "Now I understand why they did it. They built this machine to drive steel with precision and speed, and all it asked in return was coal and oil. Now, not everyone who drives steel can do it with the speed and precision I had learned to. But not everyone had to. And them that wanted to improve could, and many did. That is until this machine came round to put them down and to take their job. But this machine, it was a mess of the spike. When they brought that smoke-belching thing in, it was like they took a hammer to crush the hands of many a good man, preventing them from showing and using their hard-working skills. Well, I couldn't stand for it. I saw what this meant for the men that stood around me, and I would not let it take something away from them, from their families. So I challenged them. I can drive more steel than that overgrown hand car any day of the week and twice on Sundays, I shouted to that two-bit engineer. You'll never convince me that a machine will do a better job than a man who is putting his heart and skill into his work. If I beat this here machine, you'll have to continue employing these fine men. And if I win, this duded-up man asked me. And I told him, if you win, I'll lay down my hammers and never drive steel again. That man gave me a good long look, then took me up on my challenge. I suspect he was itching to show off. We lined up the next day with a finish line in the far distance and track laid for us to put into place. The foreman raised a gun to the sky, and as the shot was fired, the race was on. The race to prove the skill of a human outmatches the soulless skill of a machine. I hammered those spikes with such speed, sparks flew, and my team was nearby dousing my hammers with water between swings just to keep them from melding to the spikes. We were neck and neck, and I pulled ahead, hammering to put that machine in its place. I poured myself into every swing. As the smoke and dust cleared, everyone could see. I beat that lifeless bucket of bolts, and all those men continued to have their jobs, using their skill to connect this country together and provide for their families. Then something in my heart burst, and that's when I died. But I died seeing the proud looks in those men's eyes, knowing they could continue on. Just then, Jeffrey's train entered another tunnel, and when he emerged from the darkness, John Henry was gone, just as quick as he had appeared. And Jeffrey was left alone, bewildered, with naught but his thoughts. As he finally turned to stare back out the window, he thought of all those men, watching John Henry beat that steam drill. How they must have felt, seeing someone fight so hard for them, believing in them and their skill.
Man, that was a really cool episode that we got to hear about John Henry and just what an amazing impact that he had on others. What would you guys say was your favorite moment in the story about John Henry?
I thought the part where he like basically gave his life to be able to work for the guys that he worked with, and like they got to keep their jobs. Like, he worked so hard just to be able to do something for other people. He didn't benefit from that because he died from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Colton, what about you? What was like a favorite moment of yours, or what was something that you really liked about John Henry as a character?
He basically came back as a ghost and like talked to the kid on the train.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was kind of neat, wasn't it? That was a neat part of the story, just being able to sort of see him again and hear his perspective about what it was like to kind of ride on the railroad that he had helped create. That was pretty neat. So, okay, let's talk about one of the things that we always share about on our Manly Tales episodes is how we can get better at being a man like our characters and our stories. And the way that we talk about that on Manly Tales is through our five marks of manhood. These are the things that we think every man should demonstrate in his life. And our five marks of manhood are strength, courage, skill, honor, and allegiance. And what's the mark of manhood that we think John Henry really displayed in this story?
Skill.
That's right. And he was just very obviously good at what? What was his skill?
Making railroads.
Yeah, he was great at making railroads, swinging that hammer onto those spikes and making things happen, you know, being able to get things done quickly and efficiently. That was a great skill. And what was so great about it, though? Why was it good that John Henry was so good at building a railroad?
I mean, it benefited in the end because all the other people working there got to keep their jobs.
Yeah, right. His crewmates were able to kind of keep being able to work on the railroad because he bested the steam engine. He was able to do better than the machine was able to do, and that was a real help to his crewmates. What else? Who else benefited from John Henry's skill?
The people who like ride the railroad for years and years to come.
Yeah, that's right. So anybody who got to go on the railroad benefited from John Henry's skill and the skill of all of the crewmates that worked with him. So that was really cool. And then John Henry as a ghost, you know, got to benefit from it as well. He got to see what it was like to be on the railroad. So that was kind of cool. What was really like cool and exciting though, just like seeing him be good at building a railroad, like what was satisfying about that as you were listening to the story?
It just sounded cool, like the part where he had to get the crewmates to throw water onto his hammers because it was literally melting into the spikes. Like, you imagine how fast it would mean to burn up and like start sparks. That's just like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Must have been going like 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, he was going super fast. Well, and I liked that part too, because you could see that his skill wasn't just his own. Like, he couldn't have done all of that by himself. He needed the help of his crewmates to be able to put water on his hammer so that he could keep going as fast as he could. And so that helps us to see that skill isn't necessarily just one thing that we do on our own as men, but it can be something that we do together with other men to really be effective and efficient at helping others. And I think that's what's really great about this aspect of manhood, is that it can be something that we're individually good at, but it can also be something that we're good at together with other men. So, okay, let's talk then a little bit. We always want to kind of talk about like how this can help us, what we can learn from these men in our manly tales so that we can get better at being a man. So let's talk about our own skill. What's a skill that you guys want to get better at, and how would you go about getting better at it?
Well, I would think it would be really cool to get better at mowing lawns. I already mowed the lawn for our house, but I have been wanting to save up for a pair of shoes, and I could go around mowing other people's lawns with the skill that I've picked up and being able to earn money for that.
I would love it if you got better at mowing lawns. That would be awesome. Colton, what about you? What's a skill that you want to get better at?
Getting better at art, and so that like people can enjoy like my art and like other people's arts around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, you've really gotten interested in drawing lately, and I think that's awesome. Anybody who works hard at drawing or painting or any kind of art creates beauty and joy for the world, and that's really, really good. I think for me, one of the things that I want to get better at, and I bet there's some dads listening that could relate to me, like, I don't always feel like I know a whole lot about cars and car engines in particular. And so when something goes wrong with one of our cars, I'm not always really sure that I know what to do to be able to fix it or to make it better. And so just as a man who's responsible for the vehicles in my family, like, I'd like to get, that's an area of skill that I'd like to grow in. It's just learning more and being able to do more with our vehicles, so that when something breaks or something goes wrong, maybe I could fix it myself instead of having to pay somebody else a whole lot of extra money that we don't always have to be able to fix it for us. So
that's a great skill.
Yeah, that's another way that skill could really benefit our family, that it could save us some money if I were better at doing some of those kinds of things. All right. So we always want to end each episode by giving you dads and sons who are listening a question to be able to talk about with each other so that you can keep the discussion going in terms of what we talked about today about skill. So today it's actually the same question for both of you to talk about with each other. So here is the question for dads and for sons. What's one skill that you could improve in that would benefit others? So dads, share that skill with your son. Sons, share that skill with your dad. And you guys just enjoy continuing to talk about it. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Manly Tales, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Manly Tales stories are adapted and performed by Josh Burns. For more information about the show, visit manlytales.com.
Hey dads, don't forget to download your Dad-Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. Just go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge.